Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and this hour we will be paying tribute to the late Bert Jantz, who passed away October 5th of this year after a long battle with cancer. Really talented guitarist, heartfelt songwriter, and from all accounts, very humble, very real human being. So we will celebrate his music over the next hour. Thank you all for tuning in. Bert Jantz with The Blacksmith, that song off of the 1974 record L.A. Turnaround. That album was produced by former Monkee Michael Nesmith. Bert Jantz passed away a couple weeks ago on October 5th after a long battle with cancer. He was born November 3rd, 1943 in Glasgow, picking up the guitar and beginning to visit folk clubs as a teenager and actually taking lessons from Jill Doyle, who was the half-sister of Davy Graham, a very popular British folk guitarist at the time. He spent a lot of time at the Howff, a folk club owned by Roy Guest. Among his friends, Archie Fisher, Robin Williamson, Martin Carthy, Ian Campbell, and Anne Briggs. Anne Briggs had a lasting influence on Jantz. As he said of Briggs, she was a revivalist singer. The old singers, the traditional singers, were few and far between then. Usually they were supplied the material from a folk collector. She would do her own collecting, as people do anyway, and that's why she was called a revivalist. She was a young person singing traditional music as opposed to the real thing, a traditional singer. She sung in a particular Irish style, which is unusual for an English girl, but she sung it so completely. She's the only person I know who in their long ballads would actually improvise the melody as she went along to fit the words. That's quite an extraordinary feat when the ballad's got 30 verses, and you have to keep interest. Here is Imbrig's version of Blackwater Side. This is a song she eventually taught Bert Jantz. We're going to learn about that after we listen to Anne Briggs' version.
One morning fair to take the air down by Blackwater Side. 'Twas in gazing all around me, 'twas the Irish lad I spied. All through the forepart of the night, while we lay in sport and play, then this young man he arose, and he gathered his clothes. He said, "Fare thee well today." Well, that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my bed. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go home, go home to your father's garden. You go home and weep your fill, and you think of your own misfortune that you brought with your wants and will. For there's not a girl in this whole wide world as easily led as I. Sure, it's fishers they'll fly, and the seas run dry. 'Tis then he'll marry I.
Bert Jansz credits Ann Briggs for teaching him the song you just heard, which was Blackwater Side, a traditional song Jansz adapted and which adaptation Jimmy Page used in the Led Zeppelin song Black Mountainside. Lawsuits were nearly brought against Zeppelin, but for many factors, lawsuits never really materialized. Here is the portion in question as played by Led Zeppelin. We'll listen to that and follow it up with Bert Jansz's version of the song Blackwater Side in its entirety.
Morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater Side. 'Twas in gazing off all around me, the Irish that I spied. All through the far part of the night, we lay in sport and a play, till this young man arose and forgathered his clothes, saying farewell. That's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the home to your father's garden, go home and weep your fill, and think on your own misfortune that you've brought with your wants and will. Small and fair, I took the air down by Blackwater Side. 'Twas in gazing off all around me, the Irish lad I
Bert Jantz with the song Backwater Side, as recorded on his album Jack Orion, released in 1966. You're tuned into Connecting the Notes. In this hour, we are taking a look at the music of Bert Jantz, who passed away earlier in the month on October 5th after a long battle with cancer. Jantz was born in Glasgow, Scotland, raised in Edinburgh, and began traveling the European circuit in his teens, settling in London during the mid-60s. In London, he met producer and engineer Bill Leader, and using a reel-to-reel and a borrowed acoustic guitar, cut his first record, which he sold to Transatlantic Records. That was 1968, and we're going to hear a song from that record. It's called Needle of Death, probably one of his better-known songs. It's about the death of his friend and guitarist, Buck Polly. As Jantz said during a 2003 interview with Scotsman.com, in the short time since I met him, meaning Buck Polly, about 3 months, I got to know him quite well. Then suddenly he was gone. I thought, is it something with me? Is it something I helped create?
When sadness fills your heart, and sorrow hides the longing to be free, when things go wrong each day, you fix your mind to escape your misery. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. How strange your happy words I've ceased to bring a smile from everyone. How tears have filled the eyes of friends that you once had walked among. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. Grain of pure white snow dissolved in blood spread quickly to your brain. In peace your mind withdraws, your death so near your soul can feel no pain. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. Mother stands a crying, while to the earth your body slowly cast. Your father stands in silence, caressing every young dream of the past. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. Ages man's desires to free his mind, to release his very soul, has proved to all who live that death itself is freedom forevermore. And your troubled young life will make you turn to a needle of death. Thank you.
Lucky 13 off of the second record by Burt Jance, 1965's It Don't Bother Me. That song composed by John Renbourn. Renbourn collaborated with Burt Jance on a bunch of Burt's records, including the album Burt and John, a track from which is playing in the background right now. It's titled Orlando. In the late 60s, John Renbourn and Burt Jance teamed up with vocalist Jackie McShee, double bass player Danny Thompson, and drummer Terry Cox to form the group Pentangle. As Jance told Mike Barnes of The Wire in February 2007, in the early stages of the band forming, Danny and Terry were the resident rhythm section at Ronnie Scott's. It was quite organic. We were doing a club in a pub that was called The Horseshoe, which is now Garfunkel's at Tottenham Court Road. We had a club downstairs. It was me and John and Jackie McShee, and we used to invite anybody and everybody along to sit in. You don't have to play folk, you could play anything. We did it for about a year, and by the end of that year, the band was actually formed. It's the best way to audition. Several other bass players and drummers were used, and I always remember at the back of the room, Doris Henderson's husband, Ron Henderson, used to do this oil wheel light show. You talk about psychedelia. It was unbelievable. You'd get Jackie singing these traditional ballads and with these strange orange blobs going all over her. With Danny, you'd always get a bass that was throwing out lots of jazz, and there were no rules in the band. You played what you wanted. There was nobody to say what you had to play. It was always that way. The band just played, basically. Let's hear some Pentangle, starting with the song Bruton Town.
In Bruton Town there lived a farmer who had two sons and a daughter dear. By day and night they were contriving to fill their parents' hearts with fear. He told his secrets to no other, but to her brother this he said. I think our servant caught our sister, I think they have a mind to wed. I'll put an end to all their courtship, I'll send him silent to his grave. Any fear or cry, and these two bold and wicked villains, they took away this young man's life. And in the ditch there was no water, where only bush and briars grew. They could not hide the blood of slaughter, so in the ditch his body lay through.
When they returned home from hunting, she asked for her young servant.
Thank you.
she rose early the next morning with a heavy sigh and a bitter growl. The only love that she admired lay in the ditch where he was drowned. Three days and nights she did sit by him, and her poor heart was filled with woe, till cruel hunger crept upon her, and home she was obliged to go.
Thank you.
Pentangle enjoyed quite a bit of success between 1967 and 1972. They toured constantly, playing notable dates at Carnegie Hall, the Isle of Wight Festival, and the Royal Festival Hall. Shel Tammy produced the first three Pentangle records. He's also produced albums from The Kinks, The Who, Roy Harper, Cat Stevens, among his resume. Tammy said of the group, "Certainly it was probably the most rewarding stuff I ever did, because we did everything from medieval chants to modern jazz, and all the stages in between. And that was just great. Every session was a new session. They all got on very well." Tammy is known for some of his recording techniques on how they affected Pentangle's records. He said in that same interview, "Do I think it made them stand out? Yes, absolutely. Because up to that time, I don't think anybody had really been recording acoustic guitar like I was recording acoustic guitar. And because of the nature of all sorts of stuff, like the tapes available at the time and the electronics, the apparent level of the acoustic sound definitely stood out. And it also changed the sound to some degree. It made it more Bell-like, from the method I evolved in both recording and, of course, mixing it." The next song we're going to hear was actually a big hit for Pentangle in England, largely because it was used as the theme song for a TV series called Take Three Girls. It could be found on their 1969 album Basket of Light. And after that song, we are going to hear another song from that record titled Train Song.
Let's get away, you say, find a better place. Miles and miles away from the city's rays. Look around for someone lying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes. Ba-da-ba-do-da-da-da-ba-do-da-da. Stepping from cloud to cloud, passing years of light. Frosty start in the backward flight. Soaring realms of visions, never in the meaning, here and there. Moving fast, ever on last, ba-da-ba-do-da-da-da.
world that left the trains are gathering me. One and the two, three and the 4,000 miles, miles from you. Thought I'd tried my best to be your man. Can you see, can you feel that burning in my soul? Don't you understand?
Pentangle with Train Song, and before that the song Light Flight, both of those found on their 1969 album Basket of Light. The group split up in 1973, as Jantz told The Wire's Mike Barnes in 2007, quote, "I think in a way the band broke down because of its own success. I don't think any of us could cope with the amount of success it had, and the manager kept us working all the time. He kept saying we could be the new modern jazz quartet. We went around the world 3 times, and it was literally, when you got round once, you were off again. I think after 6 years or so of it, we were all pretty desperate to do something else."
I strolled in a bar downtown to lose my blues. Rest my weary feet, dust my shoes. And I
ask the bartender there, please give me one large glass of ruby wine. Seemed like a movie scene out of the West. Walls made of paper, carved false like the rest. Still the wine seemed real cheap at $1 a glass in nobody's bar. Now here come the sheriff's man, gun in his hand, looking for somebody bad to make a stand. See him stand alone drinking at $1 a glass in nobody's bar. Faces now swimming around, eyes without vision, ears without sound. To and fro they stand before me, a vision of heaven without Jesus there. Easy young woman, got nothing to do, only her body to bargain with. Hey, sweet boy, won't you buy me just one large glass of ruby wine? Now don't hinder me now, please, I'm gone home. Tired of rolling on like a stone. Hey, I lost my mind drinking at $1 a glass in nobody's bar.
Bert Jantz with the song Nobody's Bar from his 1971 album Rosemary Lane. Jantz passed away this past October 5th at the age of 67, and we've been paying tribute to him this hour on the show. There's really a lot of music we're not going to get to this hour, but we'll just kind of touch upon a lot of his career. Through the 70s, after Pentangle split, he worked on solo albums and continued to perform live. He also played with musicians such as Mike Piggott, Rod Clements, Pick Withers, Martin Jenkins, and Nigel Smith. The 80s were a little bit more of a difficult time for Jantz. He reunited with Pentangle, but each attempt seemed to have its difficulties, and the project never really got off the ground and enjoyed the success it did when they first came onto the scene. In 1987, he fell ill, but recovered in large part to his ability to give up alcohol. Biographer Colin Harper stresses how much of an impact giving up alcohol had on the life and the creativity of Jantz at this time. In 2006, Jantz began making concert appearances again and released a brand new album which featured guest appearances by Beth Orton and Devendra Banhart. It was his last studio recording, and we're going to hear a song from it. It's called Bring Your Religion from the album Black Swan.
Come on, everybody, bring your religion. Sing out, say what you believe in. Stand tall, show what you're made of. Pray for the earth and the whole universe. Pray for the fish that swim in deep water, river and streams that run down from the mountain, the deltas and lakes, and the wide mighty oceans. Pray for the earth and the whole universe. Pray for the forest, majestic and ancient, the air that they give, so precious and pure. Now the trees in the wood and the bush and the hedgerows pray for the earth and the whole universe. Pray for the air that our children are breathing, the rain and the sun, the moon and the evening, the city and towns, the jungle and desert. Pray for the earth and the whole universe. The gods that we love will not stand in our way now. We all need the same, and we're all here together. So come on, everyone, bring your religion, drink for the earth and the whole universe.
Bring Your Religion from the 2006 album Black Swan by Burt Jance. Jance had many admirers, among them Neil Young, Nick Drake, Jimmy Page, Mike Oldfield, and Donovan. Donovan actually recorded a Burt Jance protest song called Do You Hear Me Now? We're going to close out the show with that. So we hope you've enjoyed this hour tribute to Burt Jance. Please check out his music and try to keep it alive out there. And continue to support community radio in any way you can in your community. We thank you for sticking around. We'll end the show with Donovan, Do You Hear Me Now?
Freedom fighters, speak with your tongues. Sing with the might of the wind in your lungs. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? Peace, love, and women, single or wed, give thanks for the mercy of a child with one head. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? My mama told me, Papa said it too. Son, the world's divided and you know your cause is through. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? There's snowmen in the winter, blossoms in the spring. If they drop the bomb in the summertime, it won't mean a doggone thing. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? Freedom fighters, speak with your tongues. Sing with the might of the wind in your lungs. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now?